Sech Erev and Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph Mavri Shugavor Lamaila Me'efer Mamo Yimai. And Mavri that's more than 20 amas above the ground has to be low. Now the way the houses were situated in the time of Chadah, they had a few houses that were open to a common courtyard, and there were many courtyards that opened up into a Mavri, an alley, and they would go from the Chatzar into the Mavri, and the Mavri led them to the Rishus HaRabim, and the Mavri opened up into a Rishus HaRabim. Now Minhag Torah, you're allowed to carry from the house into the Chatzar and into the Mavri, and you're also allowed to carry Minhag Torah from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. Minhag Torah, you're allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid. However, the Rabbanim don't allow you to carry from the house into the Chatzar unless you make an Erev Chatzeres, unless all the houses that open up into the common courtyard got together and made an Erev. They put some food in one of the houses and made them all partners in that house. And so too, with the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to carry from one Chatzar into another Chatzar, or from the Chatzar into the Mavri, unless you made a Shitufei Mavot, unless all the courtyards got together, they put some bread in one of the courtyards, they made them all partners in one of the courtyards. Now, even if they made a Shitufei Mavot, you would not be allowed to carry within the Mavri Midr Rabbanim, unless the Mavri has at least three walls. And even three walls would not be sufficient unless the opening of the Mavri, where it opened up to the Rishus HaRabim, had some kind of tikkun. You did some kind of tikkun over there in order to make a hecker that you would not get confused and carry in the Rishus HaRabim. And since the Mavri opened up to the Rishus HaRabim, Rabbanu were afraid that if we allow you to carry in the Mavri, you'll get confused between the Mavri and the Rishus HaRabim, and you might end up carrying in the Rishus HaRabim as well. So therefore, the Rabbanu said that the area in which the Mavri opens up into Rishus HaRabim, even though that area is open, however, you need to do something in that area to make a hecker, to make something noticeable, to discern the difference between the Mavri and Rishus HaRabim. So even though you're carrying in the Mavri, you won't come to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. So what kind of tikkun, what kind of preparation do you need to do by the opening of the Mavri where it opens up into the Rishus HaRabim? You must do one of two things. Either you must put up a korah, you must take a beam that's at least a tefach wide, and put it up over the Mavri where it leads into the Rishus HaRabim. And that will be a hecker that will make it noticeable that this is where the Mavri ends and the Rishus HaRabim begins, so you won't end up carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Or alternatively, instead of a korah, you can put up a lechi, you can put a post next to the end of the Mavri, which will make it discernible that the Mavri ends right here by the post, and you won't end up carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, if you put up a korah, if you put up a beam up above the Mavri, where it opened up into Rishus HaRabim, that beam has to be within 20 tefachim of the ground. As it's more than 20 tefachim above the ground, then it won't be noticeable. You won't see it. And it won't work as a hecker. It won't be something recognizable that will tell you that the Mavri ends over here and you shouldn't carry in the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if the post is above 20 amos from the ground, it has to be lowered. Rabbi Huda Omer Enotur. Rabbi Huda said, even if the korah is more than 20 amos above the ground, it's not necessary to lower. And according to Rabbi Huda, the korah would be considered a proper tikkun, even though it's more than 20 amos above the ground. As Rabbi Huda holds, that which Rabbanan requires to put a korah by the entrance of the Mavri, that's not because of a hecker. It's not so that you should notice that the Mavri ends over here. The reason is that that korah is regarded as a mechita. It's regarded as a fourth wall. And we say, we look at the edge of the korah as if it goes all the way down and encloses that area as if you have a fourth wall. So since the korah is not for a hecker, it's not that we should notice it. Instead, it's mishum mechitza. That korah is regarded as a fourth wall. Since we say, the edge of the post is this, it goes all the way down and encloses that area. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference that it's more than 20 amas above the ground, as it would be regarded as a mechitza, even though it's more than 20 amas above the ground. If where the Mavri opens up to Rishus HaRabim is more than 10 amos wide, in such a case you're not allowed to carry in the Mavri, even if you did do a tikkun by the entrance way where it opened up into Rishus HaRabim, and the Rabbanan only allow you to carry in the Mavri if where it opened up to Rishus HaRabim is a pesach, it's an entranceway. And it's only considered an entranceway if it's 10 amos wide or less. However, if it's more than 10 amos wide, it's no longer considered an entranceway. And therefore, a tikkun would not help. You would not be allowed to carry in the Mavri unless you enclosed it to 10 amos or less. However, if you made a tzuras ha-pesach where the Mavri opened up to Rishus HaRabim, even if it's wider than 10 amos, you do not have to enclose it. The Torah says that means that you took two posts and he put them at the two ends of the mug. Then he took a third post and put it on top of those two posts, so it looks like a doorway. In such a case, that you made a doorway by the entrance of the mavoi, so it looks like an entranceway, even though it's wider than 10 amos. And since you made a tour of Pesach, even though the opening to the mavoi is more than 10 amos wide, it would be kosher to carry in the mavoi, since you made an entranceway from the mavoi to Rosh Hashanah. What is needed to make a mavoi kosher? Meaning to say, it would allow you to carry in a mavoi. Like we said in the previous mission, that although a mavoi has three walls, since the mavoi is open to the Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi unless you do some kind of tikkun by the opening to Rosh Hashanah. You have to do something next to the opening where it opens to Rosh Hashanah that will tell you that the mavoi ends over there, and you won't end up carrying in the Rosh Hashanah as well. Beishami Armin Lechi Vekur. Beishami says the tikkun that you need by the entrance to the mavoi is both a lechi, a pot that you put next to one of the walls where it opens to Rosh Hashanah, and also a korah, a beam that is put up above the entrance to the mavoi. And according to Beis Shammah, min haTorah, you need four walls in order for something to be considered a Rosh Hashanah. And the Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah teaches us that the fourth wall does not have to be a complete wall. However, you would need both a lechi and a korah. So without both a lechi and a korah, it would not be considered a Rosh Hashanah, and it would not be allowed to carry in the mavoi, according to Beis Shammah. Oh, Beis Hillel, Imran, Lechi, O Korah. Beis Hillel holds either a Lechi or a Korah would be sufficient. You do not need both a Lechi and a Korah. As according to Beis Hillel, Min HaTorah, for something to be considered Rosh Hashanah, all it needs is three walls. And the Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah teaches us that you also need either a Lechi or a Korah in place of the fourth wall. So therefore, this mavoi that has three walls, you need either a lechi or a korah, according to Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah, in order for it to be considered Rosh Hashanah. However, you would not need both a lechi and a korah. Just one of them would be sufficient, according to Beis Hillel. Now, even though we have said previously that which you need a lechi or a korah is only for a heker, it's only so that you would notice that the mavi ends over there, and you would not end up carrying in the Rosh Hashanah. However, that which you need a heker is a Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah. The Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah teaches us that you need a heker by the entrance of the mavoi where it opens to Rosh HaRabim, so you won't end up carrying in the Rosh HaRabim. And that heker that you need to make would be either a lechi or a korah, according to Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a lechi. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need two lechi by where the mavoi opens up to Rosh HaRabim, one lechi by one wall, and the other lechi by the other wall. As Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Beis Shammah, that Min HaTorah, it's only regarded as a Rosh Hashanah if it has four walls. And the Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah teaches us that you don't need four complete walls. If you have three complete walls, then it would be sufficient that in place of the fourth wall, you would have two lechis, one lechi by each one of the walls where it opens up to Rosh Hashanah. One student said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmael in front of Rabbi Akiva. This student is referring to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Lo nechaku beis shamayi beis hillel. Bishamah and Beis Hillel don't argue regarding a mavoi that is less than four amos wide at the place where it opens up into Rosh Hashanah, that it would be sufficient either a lechi or a korah in order to allow you to carry in the mavoi. As such a mavoi, since the opening where it opens to Rosh Hashanah is less than four amos, even Bishamah would agree that you need only a lechi or a korah. You wouldn't need both. Amad nechlekus. So what is the machlokes between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel? Arachav me'arba amos ve'at eser. But a mavoi that's between 4 and 10 amos wide at the place where it opened up to Rosh Hashanah, she'd Beis Shammah amrim lechi v'korah. But according to Beis Shammah, since the mavoi is more than 4 amos wide where it opened up to Rosh Hashanah, you need both a lechi and a korah by the entrance. Beis Hillel Oimrim, O Lechi, O Korah, while Beis Hillel holds, even though the mavoi is more than 4 amos wide, you still only need a Lechi or a Korah. You do not need both. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Alzeb, Alzeb, Nafsukur Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Meir that they argue by both a mavoi that is less than 4 amos wide where it opened up into Rosh Hashanah, and also by a mavoi that's more than 4 amos wide where it opened up into Rosh Hashanah. As Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Tanakhama, that the machlokas Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel is by all mavos not just a Mavui, that's more than four Amos wide. Now, so what is the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama? So the Mephoshim explain that either Rabbi Akiva or the Tanakhama would hold that a Mavui that's less than four Tvachim wide, where it opened up into Rosh Hashanah, would not need any Tikkun at all. You wouldn't even need either a Lechi or a Korah, since it's less than four Tvachim wide, where it opened up into Rosh Hashanah. While the other one will hold that even though the Mavui is less than four Tvachim wide, where it opened up into Rosh Hashanah, it still needs a Tikkun. It still needs either a Lechi or a Korah. So that's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama, as one of them will hold that a Mavui that's less than four Tvachim wide, where it opened up into Rosh Hashanah, would not need any Tikkun at all. You wouldn't even need either a Lechi or a Korah.